Last Word on Today FM.
It's time for Andy O'Donoghue and Tech Thursday. Andy, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
I'm good, thank you, Ian.
Now, sadly, Andy, the winter nights are going to be drawing in soon enough, but you've got some devices that will make our homes a little bit more warmer, comfy, efficient to use. Let's start with a smart thermostat.
Well, Ian, it is one of the things that I think, I suppose, the single biggest thing you can add to create a smart home, make your house more efficient, save some money, and get heating when you need it, and indeed where you need it. And there are a number of different thermostats on the market. Unfortunately, Google and the Nest system no longer for sale in Europe, which is a shame. And that was really because of the complexity of heating systems around Europe, because we do things a little bit differently to the Americans. But I would say great value is the Hive mini heating and hot water thermostat. And that essentially puts your heating and hot water control right onto your smartphone. So it's a really nice and really nice entry-level choice for anyone new to smart heating. It only costs about 80 euros, and you get smartphone app control, you get scheduling, and you get boost functions, you get holiday mode. And one of the things I really like, Ian, is its geolocation features. And that's very clever, because if you're sitting in the car with your spouse or your kids, and you say, did you turn the heating off, Ian? No, I thought you did. There you go. The geolocation will ensure that the heating is turned off if you are out of the house for a length of time. Great idea. Save some money and you get heat when you want and when you need it.
Yeah, 79 euro of that one. Now, this one I do like the sound of, particularly for lots of people looking to save money as energy bills go up. This is the Tado Smart Radiator Thermostat.
And these are really clever, and they kind of came onto the market about 10 years ago. And people, your listeners, I suppose, today will know that, you know, you have the ability on most radiators these days to adjust the temperature or the heating output on individual radiators. What smart radiator thermostats do is they replace the little dial. Usually it's 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 on your radiator. You take that off and you replace it with a smart thermostat. That then connects to your smartphone, or indeed, by the way, I should mention, like the thermostat, you can integrate these with your Google Alexa or your Google Home or Amazon Alexa, and you can speak the controls. But what the smart thermostat does on the radiator is it allows you to control the radiators in individual rooms. So if nobody is upstairs between 6 and 9 p.m. in the evening, why would you be heating the room? You only need heat maybe from 9 to half 9 or 9 to 10. If no one is downstairs overnight, why would you heat the living room or a dining room or even a kitchen? So you can control individual radiators. And it is literally, Ian, as easy as saying, Alexa, switch off the downstairs radiators. They go to zero while you go to bed, and then you get the heat in the morning.
You'd obviously need one for each separate radiator. So how much do these cost?
They work out the kind of entry level. The Tado ones are very good value, and you can get them for about, I've seen them between 50 and 60 euros. There are more expensive versions, but I would suggest buying a kit. You can get a 3 radiator kit from Tado for about 140 euros.
And as you said, you're going to have to unscrew the existing little dial one. Is it easy to do?
It is very easy to do, and you can have them up and running throughout the house in about an hour.
Okay, that sounds pretty decent to save a few quid later on this winter. Now, something I am always fascinated about is keeping the place nice and cool in the winter, keeping it nice and warm. But Dyson have a solution for everything, but it comes at a cost.
They do. And by the way, I must apologise because my Alexa in the background was trying to switch off the radiators while I was talking to you. Ian, Dyson make the most remarkable range of devices, from Hoovers to the purifiers and all of this, and they are expensive, though. The Dyson purifier, hot and cool formaldehyde, it's the HPO9 version, it hasn't been on the market for that long, but it is about 750 euros. However, it is an incredible air purifier. It's a heater and it's a fan, and it automatically detects airborne pollutants and formaldehyde, captures them with a HEPA filter, and it also projects purified heated air throughout the room. This is very powerful. And why would you spend this kind of money? Well, it is for families who have allergies or young children and anyone concerned about indoor air quality over the winter, particularly when those windows are closed.
Now, I want to just skip forward to something which I think a lot of people in houses, particularly older houses around the country, would be really interested in, and this is a dehumidifier.
This is really interesting because I was unsure about whether these really worked, and I've tested a couple over the last 18 months or so, and they really do work. And you're right, in Ireland over the winter, a smart dehumidifier, I won't call it an essential, but it's really, really useful in Irish homes. Essentially what it does is it combats dampness and can prevent mould. The Miko Dry Arete 1 is a really efficient, quiet version of the humidifier, and it keeps humidity levels optimal while improving general air quality, and of course then it makes your home easier to heat. It's very, very quiet. It's got a built-in HEPA filter again for the air purification, but it has very intelligent humidity sensing and a 2.5 litre water tank, so you will literally, in Ireland I have seen over the winter, you know, particularly in November when you've got that horrible, miserable, damp weather, you will see the tank fill very quickly. So you're right, Ian. Homeowners in older houses, or if you have a bit of damp and you struggle with condensation or mold issues, you know, get rid of that persistent clammy feeling in the air. €250, it's a really good investment.
Lots of these things, I've seen them, some of the industrial size ones, with a 2.5 litre tank, are they big? Are they portable to move around easily?
Yeah, they are portable. This will sit neatly. I think, you know, in the kitchen perhaps. And one of the things about this is, you know, because people stop hanging out clothes in the winter, and everybody ends up with, you know, clothes hanging in the kitchen, maybe drying like that. And so you get the added benefit that it takes that dampness out of the air, and small, but also easy to move around the house. So perhaps you're thinking, oh, I'll put this chair, or they put the clothes up on top of the stairs, something like that. Yeah, put it under your arm, off you go.
Now, I want to move on to something which, on the face of it, Andy, I was going to be very dismissive about this, but I can see it might be useful now. And this is a Philips Hue White and Colour Ambience Starter Kit. Now, I'm kind of thinking, do we really just need a light bulb? Can an ordinary light bulb just set the ambience?
Ian, you can be so dismissive of some of my ideas. However, this, got to say, first of all, smart bulbs are fantastic. They're a cheap way of giving you atmosphere, creating a really nice mood in a home, but also saving some money. Philips do it best. The thing about that means, of course, that they are the most expensive bulbs you can buy. If you go into any electrical retailer around the country, you probably have a choice of two or three, and the Philips bulbs will be dear. This is a nice kit. You'll get it for about, you might see it on offer for 175, but it's the bones of €200 to buy. You get three bulbs and a Hue bridge. Hue is their lighting system, and you need that to connect all of the other bits. But if you start with Philips, I would suggest stick with them. And these bulbs, though, give you access to millions of colours of a palette and various shades of white. And they are the most reliable smart lighting system you can buy. I have Philips bulbs that I've been using for years, and I've never replaced a single one, Ian. They have never blown or gone on me. What do you get from it? You get custom lighting scenes. You can sync your lights with music or movies. You get control via the app or via your digital voice assistant, and they allow you to create a really cozy, immersive atmosphere, and you add personality to your living space. But also, the great thing, a little bit like we spoke about the geolocation of smart thermostats, you can have the lights come on or off while you're out. You would think, well, having them go off when you leave the house, that's a really nice idea. I don't have to turn them off. But if you're away for a long weekend, it would be nice if you could make somebody think you were at home. And of course, you can do that simply by taking out your mobile phone.
Very, very briefly, Andy, a doorbell wire-free alarm.
Yeah. Well, video doorbells, incredibly popular. Blink, Ring, other makers. I would say if you buy a doorbell that needs wire, you need an electrician to come and fit it. The battery lasts months on the wireless ones. You'll get a nice Ring Video Doorbell Plus for €150. You get a HD view of your doorstep. People ring the bell. You can talk to them when you're not at home. Tell them to leave the package in the recycling bin. Great investment, and also handy, but also a security feature for your home also.
Yeah, absolutely vital these days. Those alarm, those doorbell, video doorbells and a wire-free one. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM.